This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kim on a whim.
The cleanup continues in California months after wildfires raged in that area, but for many, the rebuilding process is moving too slowly. In one community, only 10 out of 500 permit applications have been approved.
Is that not crazy? The percentage of applications that have been approved so far, that was in the Altadena area, which, as you know, the Altadena fire, they named it, that was one of the worst. There were about eight or so fires that did extensive damage for basically the entire month of January. Here we are now at the beginning of June, and people are still just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think about how this then could relate to St. Louis, as people in North City, and not just North City, I know that was obviously the hardest hit area, but you also had people who had damage in Clayton and University City, areas like that, who could be waiting months in order to get this permit process through. LA County, I should say LA County, the unincorporated part of it, there's a new online portal or online dashboard, whatever, where they're trying to update people in real time on the permitting progress. Listen to the statistic. It says, according to this, it says the number of rebuild applications received, 659. The number of building permits issued, 16. That's pathetic. A number of people, including Mandy Moore, who, you know, actress, singer, she had her home destroyed by one of the fires, and she was going off on social media about the red tape. She's like, you guys have made it so ridiculously impossible for anyone to rebuild their lives. I understand there are plenty of things that they have, like checks and balances that they have to have in place. You can't just have anyone start building without having some sort of a permit. I get that. But at what point does it become absolutely ridiculous that it's taking this long?
I don't know. And, you know, the thing about it is, if we go back, and I could probably pull the sound up here from the archives, Donald Trump chewed him out when he was out there, right after it happened, in front of the mayor and everybody else. Like, this isn't that difficult. You don't tie this up in months of bureaucracy. You give people the approval they need to go in and clean their property up and get it rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And he said it at the time, and they acted like he didn't know what he was talking about. And here we are. I know he's got a lot going on, but somebody needs to make the Trump administration aware of this. I'm surprised, like, the people in Hollywood, a lot of them were directly affected by this. Why are they not calling out Karen Bass mm-hmm. onto the mat over this?
Yeah. And apparently within the next week, people in that area are going to start being fined if they don't have all the debris cleaned up. Because I can understand why, you know, the city, the county, they don't want it, like, in this case here in St. Louis with the tornado, the city doesn't want to get stuck with the damage if people just say, look, it's not even worth it to try to rebuild. I'm just going to leave. And then they just have the debris sitting there for months on end, and it's up to the city to clean it. But that is interesting to me. It's like, how long is that? And I don't know the answer. I was trying to research all this yesterday, specifically as it relates to St. Louis, how long people have to get the debris cleaned up. You have so many organizations trying to go in and clean everything up, cut these massive trees down, pick up all the bricks. It's going to take a while.
Yes.
And some people, as we've talked about, many people, in fact, wasn't it like 60% of the people did not have insurance, home insurance, which we'll be talking about later. I know you were mentioning how we have that interview with one of the former St. Louis aldermen at,
right,
at 7:20 this morning, right, about how the city withholds, as part of a city ordinance that is allowed under state law in Missouri, the city withholds up to 25% of the insurance payout to basically guarantee that the people actually use that money to rebuild instead of just taking it and running and saying, this isn't even worth it.
I would be stunned if they don't have something similar in California. Maybe not. But to your point, I don't know what the exclusions are out there. Like, if you live in a... like, if your house catches on fire, you should be covered. But my guess is they've got language in there that says something like, this is not covered. If it's an act of God. Is a wildfire an act of God? If they find out that it was started by an individual, well, it's not. If it was started by lightning, is it an act of God? If it wiped out an entire neighborhood, do insurance companies have the right to say, we don't have to cover that because it was an act of God? Like, if you live in a floodplain and it just keeps flooding, after a while, they don't want to give you insurance. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. There's a lot of problems out there, but the bureaucracy should not be one of them. If there's federal money available for these people and it's just a matter of getting a permit to clean their property up so they can rebuild, that's a shame.
And are there even enough companies out there who can, like, contractors? I know there's a lot of contractors, but are there enough contractors or companies that can come in and get these homes rebuilt and these businesses rebuilt in a timely fashion? I mean, I wonder what the timeline will be for the cleanup in St. Louis, because really, when you compare it to the devastation in California, it's not, I mean, California was really, really widespread.
So it's interesting. I got a phone call from someone who I've known for a long time. She is a Republican. She's been a longtime conservative activist. She's also African-American, and she's been very vocal in her support of North City through all of this. And now she's very vocal in her support of what Mayor Kara Spencer has done so far. Her name is Nicole Jenkins. I've had her on the show. She has now formed her own organization that... supports veterans, right? Veterans.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And health. And she was telling me that she doesn't think the gravity of the expense has sunk in. They are desperately worried, she said, that not enough federal money is going to come into St. Louis to help them rebuild. Now, this gets to this insurance issue that we'll talk to Joe Vaccaro about. For a lot of these folks, they've sort of been trapped in North City. The ones that don't have insurance, for sure, now are they're gambled. They're out of luck. And I wonder if that's not the case for some of these folks in California. Mm-hmm. But the concern is if they get a check from the federal government for some value of their property, if it doesn't have strings attached saying the money has to be spent on Cass Street or whatever the street is they live on in North St. Louis, they might just take the money and relocate. Because if you had suddenly an opportunity to get the hell out of there, you probably would. And I think their concern is if this doesn't happen soon enough, they have a big homeless problem right now. And a lot of these people are going to move and just abandon their properties because they have no hope of getting them rebuilt.
There's already so many abandoned properties in North City.
Right.
I mean, think about, I don't know if you've driven through East St. Louis recently. It's not a place I like to go, but I have been there just covering news stories when I was with Channel 4. And I remember thinking, like, this is kind of creepy. It felt like a movie set because so many of the streets are abandoned.
A lot of them are.
And it's
a lot of homes.
And yeah. And people just left. Like you said, if you find a way if there's an opportunity that arises to get out, and especially if you have a family, you have young children, move. So I think a lot of people did do that. I'm assuming that's because I feel like East St. Louis had to have been more populated at one point and people got out. Well, North City is starting to feel like the same in some areas where I would drive through and you just have these abandoned buildings and you have windows shot out. And it's like the city can't even keep up with the number of buildings.
Well, it's,
and think about the people who invested in North City where it's not worth their while to even fix it up.
It's an economic. They're in economic handcuffs is what they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the ability, the money to move, and so they have to exist in that environment. And quite frankly, the city has botched fixing the problem, so they're just in this gray area where the city's not making it any better, and they don't have the money to move. And suddenly they might end up with some federal money of some sort that might allow them to relocate. And that's a big concern right now among mm-hmm. people in city government. And you know, the Trump administration has not yet approved this, and politically there are people locally who want to act like that's a political issue. It's not. It's only been a week ago Sunday when the governor submitted the application for FEMA funding. That doesn't happen overnight, but it also shouldn't take as long as it's taken since this fire in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get it here eventually. I wonder what they'll do to streamline the process in St. Louis so that we're not just like L.A. and 6 or 8 months from now, we're not still talking about people tied up in red tape
yeah.
who can't get their properties fixed.
That's what I'm worried about. It's similar politics in St. Louis compared to California. And when you look at that database that I was talking about online where they're tracking the permitting process in L.A. County, the unincorporated area, they also have a little section for temporary housing. And it says they've received 51 applications for temporary housing and 23 units have been approved. Only 3 have been set up. So where are these people living? I mean, all these people we've talked about in North St. Louis were living in tents, living in their cars. I'm sure some of them have friends or family they can stay with. But at some point, that becomes very difficult, especially if you have a large family and you're shacking up with your, you know, relatives and they have a full house already. I mean, is this just going to be months on end because we're trying to cut through red tape in the city? The
right.
city, I mean, that should be a priority for the city, is making sure that this is not what happens here, like what's happening in California.
It should be a warning. You have to wonder if they're even aware of it.
I know. Well, I mean, go if you just Google like I did the process, the permitting process, you'll get a headache in St. Louis. I'm sure for everybody.
I'm sure there's all kinds of environmental restrictions and tests that are required and everything else. That is just insane. No doubt about it. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. Hans von Spakovsky coming up. I mentioned we're going to talk to Joe Vaccaro a little later, former alderman, who will address some of these very issues and may have some answers to what he thinks might happen with that permitting process. We'll get back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.